my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor?
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 And
doctor.
Yeah. We miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes, and thank you for making the informed consumer decision to join us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're keeping it kosher, you know, whether you do or don't. You know, I don't need to know. I'm just going to say, please, keep it kosher. And we're going to get things started out the gate today with a number by Abdel Ali Slimani, the Algerian musician. We played this on the first show way back when, and haven't played it since, so figure why not. It'll get us into a good rhythm for the evening. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up for all of you, so sit tight and make your peace with your loved ones, because here it goes.
Thank you.
go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way.
Sports fans, this is your old friend Infield Schniffler coming to you from the Great Songs About Nothing Good traveling sports desk. Friends, spring training is still several months away, and while some would suggest using this time to bond with friends and family and maybe even clearing those water cobras out of the upstairs toilet, I say it's time to curl up with a good book about the great game. More specifically, my book, Five Wives Out, the thrilling story of Donald Five Wives Dugan, the first polygamist professional game ever saw. You can lose yourself in the true tale of the Sultan of Swap and the days of the Utah Territory League in the 19th century. And for those of you who wish to keep your illiteracy a secret, consider the audiobook, as narrated by my colleague Suicide Squeeze Chabesy, who will guide you through Dugan's life.
They say some men are born great. Dugan was born married, simultaneously.
Including his early days.
Five Wives first went to a game in Salt Lake City on July 4th, 1875. There, at the tender age of seven, he saw a thrilling doubleheader between the Utah Territory All-Stars and a team made up of Brigham Young's wives. Brigham's babes would have split the series if the second game had not been called on account of an exposed ankle.
His rise through the leagues.
June 6th, 1885. Dear Mother, baseball in Chicago is far different than in Utah. Sometimes games are played at night and attract the most peculiar breed of fan. Just last week, a man threw a bottle of brown ale at my head and told me I could forget about ever getting a patronage appointment to the post office. I later found out that man was President Chester A. Arthur. My regards to Pa.
And his tragic downfall.
Vice has often claimed legends of the game, and for Donald Five Wives Dugan, it was no different. While never partaking of alcohol, his addiction to bear baiting proved to be his undoing.
So don't delay and pick up your copy today.
Wilco right there, Ashes of American Flags. Before that, we had Blur, Tremless Man, and Abdel Ali Slimani with Laziza. And we're going to go straight into Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic.
Go. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down on Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Kristen McCall and the Pogues, Miss Otis Regrets from the Red, Hot, and Blue AIDS Benefit album from the late 80s. No, early 90s, I'm sorry. And that was a collection of Cole Porter covers. Before that, we had two requests. Two, my goodness. The Beatles, Helter Skelter, was going out to Tom in Cambridge. And Loser by Cracker was going to Brian Young, who hosts a show on this station, on this broadcast, The Crash Course of the Ravers, which you could listen to if you have the guts to, but I think you do. And we started off with Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic, from the album of the same name. And I've been discussing with my colleague, Reverend Charlie, that smacked up Aerosmith is only Aerosmith worth writing home about. But you know what? If you have your opinion, you're entitled to agree with it, and you're entitled to enjoy that Asteroid Song. Anyway, it's bottom of the hour. Let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA, the don't drink and drive PSA, because if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And that being said and done, let's get down to some honest talk here. Tomorrow's Groundhog's Day, so I'm going to do my part under the Bill Murray Act of 1978 and play this thing.
rapper soon throughout the musical atmosphere. Yeah, yeah. Move it, yeah. MPLA, and I dig going on a holiday. A MPLA, and I dig going on a holiday. So not if you away your sorrow, not if living on the black star line of tomorrow. And not if fling away your sorrow, not if living on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah, I'm gonna talk, not talk, not talk. I say your naughty is your glory. I say your naughty is your soul. You got to be a knot to go on the MPLA, yeah. MPLA. A naughty going on a holiday. A MPLA. A naughty going on a holiday. A naughty going to the country. A naughty going to the hills, yeah. I fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. I'm gonna talk, not talk, not talk, not talk, not talk, and go jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up. For your naughty is your beauty, your naughty is your glory, your naughty is your soul. So make we keep up with that far, I am in a plot. Keep up your not far, I am in a plot. I make we not up, not up, not up, not up, not up. Make we jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up. And the MPLA. And I think going on a holiday. I'm fling away your sorrow. Come on, come on. And I think jet don't borrow. Come on, come on. And make we sing.
Tapperzuki MPLA from the album of the same name. David Bowie's Sound and Vision from Low and the Dictators' I Got You Babe from the Dictators' Go Girl Crazy, their debut album, and a fine, fine album it is. And this is a fine, fine show with such fine, fine listeners. Thank you for doing that thing that you do, that hoodoo that you do so well. We had to cut a few songs, account for the requests. The requests are thanked. If you ever have requests, you can call us, or you can use the AIM screen name, which they have posted on the wall. Anyway, so the stuff we wanted to play, The Who, Replacements, Paul Simon, that's going to get kicked down the road to next week. But hey, now you have a taste of what's coming up. And we're going to get into the last quarter of the show. And we'll kick it off with something from the Beastie Boys' final album. Yes, the final album. Terrible. Terrible, but such is life. Anyway, here's a little snippet from the Beastie Boys.
Another official selection from the Bill Harper Collection.
Hey Adam, it's Bill. Thanks.
I want to hear you about the Bill.
We'll be right back. Everybody knows the butter. Hey, Leroy!
What?
Your mama, she's calling you, man.
Jimmy Castor with Hey Leroy, Your Mama's Calling You. And before that, we had Jimi Hendrix Experience, Still Raining, Still Dreaming from Electric Ladyland. Ramones with a live cover of Surfin' Bird from It's Alive, and a little blip, a little skit from the final Beastie Boys album, the Bill Harper Collection. And that's going to bring us to the end of this episode of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for doing whatever it is you do out there, because I'm sure you're doing a good job with it. And if not, you know what? I think we'll get better at with time. This show sure has, not a guarantee. So we're going to play it out as we always do with the wedding present. And so, tune in next week for more of the same except slightly different. And peace and chicken grease.